The Mindful Way. What if you could hit the pause button on your life? How would that feel? It's completely in your power, and you can do it right now. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Inhale slowly and deeply into your lungs until they're completely filled. Now exhale slowly through your nose. Take two more deep inhales and exhales with your eyes closed. Pause and savor the space you just created. While breathing deeply, notice any sensations in your body. Listen to your heartbeat. Open your eyes and look around you. What do you see? Close up? Far away? Simply notice. Spend 5 minutes doing this, noticing without judgment, breathing. Welcome to your introduction to mindfulness and the art of simply being. Did the world stop? Did you miss out on anything? Did things come crashing down? Did someone judge you as being less than perfect? Now that you're relaxed and in the moment, consider how you want your body to look and feel. What's the vision of your health? What's your vision of your perfect body? What is this based on? Is it realistic for you? Are you 40 or 50 years old and wanting your face and body to look like it did when you were 25? While our bodies are capable of some amazing transformations, something like this may not be realistic without some serious plastic surgery and some major lifestyle changes. Some people are up for that, while many aren't. Are you? No judgments. Either answer is fine. With the quick and easy programming that we're bombarded with every day, we think we should be able to get whatever we want without having to work for it. Better health, weight loss, and happiness in a pill. The pharmaceutical companies are making fortunes off this lie. I'm suggesting a completely different path, one that is uniquely yours. I'm suggesting that we take back our power and choose health and real happiness rather than physical appearances and a happy face. Are better health, a healthy weight, and true happiness possible for you? It's your choice. It's completely in your power to make it happen without drugs. It doesn't have to cost you a dime. What will you get out of this program? The honest answer is, whatever you put into it and whatever you believe is possible for you. If your mind is open to new possibilities and you read, understand, and implement everything I've laid out, you'll be creating a new way of being, a new way of listening to yourself, or listening to yourself for the first time. A new way to live. What this means. You can say goodbye to diets because you maintain your ideal weight with pleasure. You wear all those skinny clothes you've been saving in the back of your closet and you feel radiant about it. You maintain a regular exercise routine because it's something fun that works easily with your lifestyle. Your self-confidence and your self-esteem soar as you see results in your body and higher levels of energy. When you finally make these changes with your body, who knows what else you can accomplish? Your relationships grow and thrive. With more self-confidence, it's easier for you to create new, amazing relationships. You regain the energy and zest for life you thought you lost, allowing you to strike out on the adventures you were reserving for people younger and more vibrant than you. You get enough rest and have the energy you need each day to not only get more of your to-do list done, but more importantly, to have the energy to play with your kids or grandkids, get involved with activities that you thought were off limits for you. Aches, pains, and illness occur much less often, and you're able to resolve them quickly with fewer medications. Your immune system is able to do what it was designed to do, and it keeps you running at peak performance. Your moods even out, and you realize that you're regularly experiencing happiness. Your outlook on life broadens, allowing you to see possibilities you never even considered, and you have the self-confidence to take action on them. Overall, you have a sustainable way to look and feel how you've always wanted. Your uniquely you, happy, healthy body, and totally amazing self. Motivation. Why did you buy this program? Why is it important for you to make a change now? How important is it to you, not anyone else? If you don't make changes now, what will your life look like in 1, 5, or 10 years? What will be different? How will you feel if you put this off again? Think you don't have the time? How much time does it take to make a choice? Throughout this program, all I'm asking you to do is to notice how you feel in the current moment and make a conscious choice about your next action. Most of us run through life making unconscious choices, and we wonder why we have the results we do. We spend time on what's important to us. Stop for a moment and think about where you spend your time. Do you realize that you're making those things very valuable to you? If you like how you feel about those thoughts, then there's not much of a need for change. If those thoughts are a bit of a wake-up call for you, then it's time to be more intentional with how you spend your time. It doesn't take any extra time to simply make a different choice. Consider this. What if the universe gave you time in the form of your becoming ill, so ill that you couldn't keep up with your never-ending to-do list? It's been my experience over and over that if we don't listen to the whispers of our higher self, intuition, the universe, higher power, whatever you want to call it, the whispers will get louder and louder. When we continue to ignore the signs, we're blindsided by something that completely knocks us off our feet, something so big we have to stop and listen and finally heed the call. I'm hoping that your timing is perfect and that you're reading this before that proverbial brick hits you in the head. Let's put your motivation where you can see it. Write down why it's important to you to make the changes that you're seeking right now. Write down all your reasons. Make absolutely sure that whatever you write down makes you feel really good or really bad. This is essential. No negatives, not, never, should, shouldn't, can't, won't. No doing things to please other people. This is just for you. Your motivation has to be a must, not a should. Why must you make this change now? No excuses, no yeah, but. Must means 100% commitment. Don't give yourself any back doors. You're not committed if you say something like, I'll do it until, or I'll keep up with it unless. With 100% commitment, you leave yourself no options. There are only two options regarding commitment. You're either in or you're out. There's no such thing as life in between. Pat Riley. If you don't have a strong enough why, it'll be an uphill battle to stick with your new program. The kind of motivations that don't work, where the source of them are outside of yourself. My doctor, partner, friend, kids, whoever, told me that I should lose weight or improve my health. It would probably be good for me if I lost weight or improved my health. I know I should lose weight and start eating better. Others would more readily accept me if I was thinner. The kind of motivations that work in the short term, where the source may be outside yourself or internal. I want to fit into that little black dress for a big event. I want to run a certain race on a certain date. I want to prove to someone that I can do it. The motivations that give the lasting results, where the source is inside you and it aligns with your values and beliefs. Heart disease runs in my family, and my mother or father died at my age. I don't want to die. My child came to me, knowing how unhealthy my habits are, and said in a frightened way that they didn't want me to die. They want me to be around for a long time for them. I don't want to be that kind of person anymore. That's no longer who I am. I know that my children emulate me. I don't want them to develop the same unhealthy habits I've had that have led to my health issues. I want to have enough energy to play with my kids and grandkids and create amazing experiences with them. Why are you absolutely committed to changing now? Write down all your reasons for changing on 6 pieces of paper. Put those pieces of paper on your bathroom mirror, your refrigerator, and your credit cards. Yes, how you spend your money reflects all of your thoughts here. Your computer monitor, your bedside table, and the dashboard of your car. Find an image of your why and use it as a screensaver and desktop image on your computer, your phone, and your touchpads. This could be an image that conveys how you'll feel when you're happy and healthy and feeling amazing. Avoid comparing yourself to others. Every body is unique. Every body is beautiful. By comparing yourself to others, especially using the comparison as motivation, you will inevitably begin to judge yourself as better or worse than the images of others in your head. Being mindful means having no judgments. Judgment and self-criticism will reverse any progress you make. As you read the pieces of paper and see the images of your why throughout your day, feel the feelings of your why. Visualize and feel what your life is like when you're living how you want to live, when you're making choices throughout your day that support your vision of the new you. Doing this in small increments, even for a few seconds, many times throughout your day, will help to reinforce your drive, your motivation. Becoming your new you will be that much easier. Goals and intentions. I used to be a master of setting goals. I would write everything in the present tense as if it had already happened. I would see it in complete detail. I set deadlines for each goal. I would read and write them every day to reinforce them. I added every trick in the book to my goal setting practice. And time after time, I would achieve almost none of these goals. It took me a while to realize the biggest reason for this was that this process put my goals out there and never in the present moment. I kept doing the same old things in the present, hoping for a different future that never came. Then I started reading about the practice of no goals. I must admit I don't completely understand this practice, but I've incorporated what works for me into my life. Instead of setting very specific goals to achieve, I ask myself why I want to achieve them. How do I want to feel by achieving that goal? I focus on feeling that feeling in the present, right now. What can I do right now to feel that way? It usually doesn't take much to stir up these feelings. I also think of how every aspect of my life would be when I achieve my goal. What would my average day be like? How would the moment-to-moment decisions be different than the ones I make now? Keeping that new me in mind throughout my day, I act out my average new day each day. With this practice, I'm not focused on an end goal that's out there. I'm focusing on what I'm doing in the present moment. The things I do all day are my habits. Our habits create our results in our lives. If I continue to practice my old habits, I'll never achieve a different future. My future will look like today. What's your daily intention? Instead of setting goals for yourself for this program, I'm suggesting that you set daily intentions about how you want to feel and the kind of person you want to be every day. Is the kind of person you want to be the same person who would achieve the goals you're thinking of? If not, something about the picture needs to change. For example, change a goal of losing 50 pounds to an intention of being a healthy and energetic person. Make mindful choices throughout your day that a healthy and energetic person would make. After you've lost those 50 pounds, you'll need to continue to make the same healthy, mindful choices every day for the rest of your life. As you play with new forms of movement, change your eating, and create a healthier lifestyle, know that there's no end goal to achieve. Improving your health and getting in shape are parts of your life, not goals. You don't stop doing them when you've lost a certain amount of weight or can finally fit into certain clothes. If you do that, you'll end up right where you started. Your new habits and lifestyle are your new normal. Knowing this, make sure you choose things that you love, things you enjoy, things that are fun for you. The vision of a healthier you. In order to create the healthy, happy body you want, you need to know what that looks and feels like. Without that vision, you won't have any solid basis for your moment-to-moment decisions. If you can, find someone who lives the way you would like to live. Ask them how they feel and how they make decisions. Learn from them. Don't strive for perfection. Don't try to look like someone else. Don't beat yourself up because you're not there yet. See and feel your vision daily. In your mind's eye, see and feel the healthier you. What does each part of your body look and feel like? How does it feel when you move and exercise? What kinds of movement do you enjoy? What do you eat? Where and how do you eat? Spend a few minutes each day as you're waking up in the morning, while you're taking a shower, and as you fall asleep at night, visualizing and feeling the new you. Don't compare your current state to your vision. That would usually create judgments. Simply feel how great your healthier you feels. As you go through your day, notice all you can about yourself in the present moment. Does it match your vision yet? If it does, celebrate and make a new choice. Make your next choice something that further supports your vision and current state. If it doesn't, simply make your next choice as if you had already achieved your vision and you're acting to maintain that vision. No judgments. Choose. Act. Notice your results. Rinse and repeat. Before making a choice, answer the question, is this helping me to be healthier and happier? Each day we take baby steps toward being and feeling a little better than we were. You probably won't see big changes overnight. Big lasting change happens in baby steps taken consistently, persistently, and with patience. Practicing self-love and acceptance. Love who and what you see, no matter what you look like and where you are in the process. You're amazing as you are right now. Think of all the things about your body that you're grateful for. Your body is pretty amazing when you stop to notice all the details and intricacies. If you have a hard time with this, ask someone close to you what they think is amazing about you. Acknowledge and accept those things. Accepting yourself as you are right now is the first step in making changes. If you hate where you are right now, you're resisting what is. As the old saying goes, what you resist persists. If you can't accept where you are right now, you have no concrete basis, no starting point upon which to make decisions. Change is almost impossible. Here are some examples. Accepting. I weigh more than I would like, and I have no energy now. I'm learning about and making choices to change this. Resistance. I can't believe I weigh this much. How did I let myself get so big? I know I should probably drop a few pounds. My friends and doctor keep telling me so, but it's so hard and it takes so much time. Which do you think will realize lasting results? Make choices based on who and what you want to be. Know that you are enough, regardless of where you are along your path. Everything you do and everything you are is good enough right now. Now that you have your motivations, intentions, and vision clear, let's get started. The Mindful Way. Mindfulness, the art of being in the present moment. What is mindfulness? Definitions from dictionaries include awareness, attention, regard, heedfulness. One that I especially like from Wikipedia is the practice whereby a person is intentionally aware of his or her thoughts and actions in the present moment, non-judgmentally. Mindfulness is applied to both bodily actions and the mind's own thoughts and feelings. We can be mindful anywhere, anytime. During yoga practice, while brushing our teeth, walking to the car, walking in nature, washing the dishes, while speaking to someone, all the time. We can be mindful of our bodies, how hard we're trying to maintain a yoga pose or relaxing into it, our breathing, how strong or weak we feel at the moment, our aches and pains. And we could be mindful of our thoughts, thinking about things in the past, a previous conversation or event, or the future, all the things we have to do next, how we'll handle certain situations, worrying about the future. And we can be mindful of our surroundings and the people around us, the temperature, the weather, how someone is reacting to what we said, and how others are dressed. Being mindful is simply noticing what is in the present moment without judging it. Mindfulness means slowing down. It's frequently difficult to stop the constant chatter in our heads and from our electronic devices. I remember when I first considered meditation about 10 years ago. I was a type A person who didn't know how to slow down. I couldn't fathom how anyone could sit still and think of nothing for more than 30 seconds. Like learning any new skill, I had to start somewhere, and 30 seconds was pushing it for me at the time. With regular practice, I can now happily sit for about 20 minutes. With more practice, I've been able to bring that same sense of quiet and mindfulness to the rest of my day. Mindfulness with other people. Mindfulness has helped me to be much less reactive and more thoughtful and proactive in my relationships with others. I now take a moment to notice the condition of the person speaking to me. If they're angry at me, are they having a bad day? Did something else upset them earlier? Have they not had enough to eat? Low blood pressure can do a number on most people. Or did they have enough sleep? I asked myself how I might have contributed to the issue instead of immediately getting defensive. If I can't figure out the cause, I usually tell myself, they have issues. This keeps me from taking things personally that usually have nothing to do with me. It keeps me from needlessly attaching myself and my ego to the other person and their issues and causing myself unnecessary anguish. Mindfulness with myself. In the first half hour of when I wake up each morning, I'm mindful of how I'm feeling physically and emotionally. Doing this without judgment helps my entire day flow much more easily. If I'm feeling tired or not as strong as normal, I know not to push myself too hard that day. I don't judge myself as weak, pushing myself harder to get things done, only to be disappointed that I didn't complete things as well as I normally would. If I'm feeling anxious or upset or cranky, I ask myself where that's coming from. If it's something I can do something about, I try to change the situation so I feel better. If it's something I can't control or I can't figure out where the feelings are coming from, I accept things just as they are. Take a few deep breaths and smile, even if I don't feel like it. It's amazing how breathing deeply and smiling for at least 30 seconds can completely change your mood. I'll do a body scan and notice any aches or tight spots. Instead of approaching them as something bad and to get rid of, which is judging and resisting them, I focus on them deeply. Trying to get rid of them guarantees they won't go away. Mentally, I go into the area of pain, asking the sore spot what it's trying to tell me. Sometimes that focus and non-judgmental questioning are enough to release it. Other times I learn more about myself from the answers I receive. Judgment. Mindfulness involves not only taking a moment to notice ourselves and our surroundings, but to do it in a non-judgmental way. This is very difficult for most people to do. We naturally label and judge almost everything in some sort of good or bad category. If I'm feeling cranky, that's bad. If I'm feeling energized, that's good. If someone is mad at me, that's bad. If I'm being very productive, that's good. Approaching all these things mindfully means simply noticing them as they are. There is no good or bad. It's just the way things are. I can choose to change them or accept them as they are. If I judge them, I make up a story about them. I become attached to them, and I allow them to affect my feelings and possibly my behaviors. If I notice them in a non-judgmental way, they float by me, and I'm free to go about my day feeling better. Mindfulness is a practice. Being mindful is something we do one moment at a time, taking baby steps to incorporate it into various aspects of our lives. It's a practice that profoundly affects our lives the more we practice it. As we implement it in one area of our lives, we can't help but practice it in other areas, and we watch the benefits spread. I'm infinitely happier now and have much more fulfilling relationships than when I started. Take a moment right now to be mindful. Be present. Simple steps. Instead of making New Year's resolutions that you'll never keep for more than a couple weeks, or saying that you'll change your ways, promise, or going on another diet, how about simply sitting still for 10 minutes? Mindfulness is a practice. Like any practice, initially we have to remind ourselves to practice the practice. Consider setting a timer on your phone. There are plenty of mindfulness apps out there. Put a ring on a finger that you don't normally wear it on, or put a smooth stone in your pocket. Whenever these things capture your attention, take 10 minutes to simply be. At first, 10 minutes will seem painful. Start with 1 or 2 minutes, or 30 seconds, if that's the case, and build up slowly over time. Commit to devoting 10 minutes each day just for you, because you're so worth it. What do you do during those 10 minutes? Nothing but breathe. Don't do anything. Just be. And breathe. Notice your environment. Is it quiet or noisy? Hot, cold, or comfortable? What exactly do you hear and see? Who is around you? Do a body scan and notice the sensations in every part of your body. Do you feel relaxed or tense? Where do you feel these sensations? Notice your thoughts. Don't judge them or yourself for having them. Don't create stories about them. Simply notice them as they are. Are they here in the present moment, or in the past, or future? How do you feel in the moment? Where in your body do you feel that feeling? Whatever you're experiencing in the moment, experience it fully with an inquisitive mind, a beginner's mind. No judgment, no attachment. You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions or feelings. All of these things are temporary. They come and go. You are still as they come and go. If you're experiencing something painful, stay with it. It has something very important to tell you. Treat the pain, whether it's physical or emotional, as another person or being, and have a conversation with it. Be inquisitive and light. Ask it why it's there. Ask it what message it has for you. Take whatever message you receive to heart. How do you feel because of how you interpret all of these things? Nothing and nobody makes you feel a certain way. It's all about how you choose to interpret it and how you choose to react or feel about it. These are all ways to practice mindfulness. Be mindful now, in the present moment, because it's really all you have. Mindful body. How do you feel about your body? How does your body feel? It's amazing how disconnected we are from our bodies, even though our bodies physically get us through our days. We're taught that our minds and thinking are more important than our bodies and feelings. Our minds take over, telling us that we must be productive, get things done. Society tells us that being productive is important. We're defined by the things we accomplish. It's time we start rewriting those rules, standards, and expectations. Honestly, we can't accomplish much if our bodies aren't properly cared for. You know this, but you continue to put caring for yourself off to when you have time. You stay up late watching TV or working, cutting into the precious hours of sleep that you know you need. You have dessert for breakfast with those big coffee drinks. Have you checked the sugar and calorie content in those things? And you drink more coffee and eat more carbs and sugar throughout the day to keep you going. Gotta be productive, right? You grab whatever's fast and convenient because you don't, quote, have the time to think about something healthier. You actually have the time. You simply don't choose to take it. You're following old habits and patterns that don't take any less time than making healthy choices would. You skip your workout because you've got a pending deadline or you're so tired you just didn't feel like it. And where does this leave you? Tired, spent, fuzzy-headed, stressed, anxious, and weak. There's a much better way, and you know it. You hear about how to live a healthier lifestyle all the time. So why aren't we choosing this lifestyle? Because it's hard to stop and be still and listen to what's really going on inside of us. Sometimes it's downright painful. It's so much easier to gloss over the tough stuff inside with the easy stuff outside. Do you want to feel this way the rest of your life? That's a long time, and your life is all you have. If you're a parent, you're setting an example for your kids, regardless of their age. You're the teacher with the strongest impact on the habits they develop in their lives. Do you want your kids to live this way? Getting to the root of our choices. Everything about our lives is the culmination of the choices we make in every second of every day and night. It takes mindfulness to understand why we make the choices we do. Without getting to the core of a problem, the driver of our choices, anything we do only treats the symptoms. The problem will rear its ugly head again and again. Antidepressants, antibiotics, and steroids simply treat symptoms while the root cause remains untouched. While one medication may suppress or, quote, cure one symptom, the root cause will continue to create other symptoms. Doctors prescribe these drugs over and over to keep patients happy. Doctors have no incentive to get to the heart of the problem. That's our job. Consider these. Do you overeat and remain overweight because you experienced some kind of hurt or abuse in the past? Do you use that extra weight to keep yourself unattractive and distant because you can't bear to allow others to be close to you? Then no diet will ever work for you. Until you practice a heavy dose of forgiveness of yourself and others with some deep self-love on top, your weight won't change. Are you driven to work crazy hours, sacrificing exercise and sleep because of an internal belief that you're not good enough, And no matter what you do, you'll never be good enough, but you push yourself harder and harder anyway. Then stress and its many physical manifestations will remain your constant friend. Until you deeply love and accept yourself as you are, and stop looking for acceptance and approval from others, no plan or program will work for you. Do you eat everything on your plate because you were programmed to believe that if you don't eat it, the food is wasted and could have somehow been eaten by someone on the other side of the globe? It's time to reprogram that old belief with a positive new one that says you can stop when your body feels that it's had enough, and mindfully notice when that occurs. Put the leftovers in the fridge or a composter or feed the local critters. Do you binge on comfort foods like ice cream, chocolate, or chips to soothe painful emotions that you're scared to face? It's time to address those fears and emotions. Talk to them. Make friends with them. Lean into them and learn the messages they're trying to deliver. Emotions are fleeting. Resist the urge to feed them in the present moment and wait for them to pass. They always will. Everything, and I mean everything in your life, is your choice. What you do, how you do it, how you perceive things and people, how you respond or react, what you think, how you feel, all in your power. Do you have a big enough why to compel you to make different choices that will lead to changes you say you want? Without understanding your why for changing, keeping it front and center, and understanding why you make the choices you do, lasting change is almost impossible. Being mindful of your body. If you decide that you want to lose weight, before making any changes, start to notice how you feel when you make the choice of what to put in your mouth throughout your day. Why did you choose what you chose? Before you take the next bite, ask yourself if you really want it. How will it make you feel in an hour or the next day? If you want to start a regular exercise program, start to notice how you feel when you wake up and other times throughout your day. When do you have the most or the least energy? Could you motivate yourself to even the easiest of exercises? If not, why not? If you can, then do that exercise. Notice how you feel with either choice. One of the keys to mindfulness is noticing things without judging them. Don't beat yourself up for not being able to live up to what others think you should do, or what you think others think you should do. It's not going to work for everyone to get up early, exercise for an hour, eat a big healthy breakfast, and hit the day running. I started experimenting with my day and found that I feel much better when I exercise around 1 or 2 in the afternoon instead of 5 a.m. like I did for years. I found that I'm not very hungry until later in the morning, and I only need about half of what I had been eating. At the tender age of 45, I'm finally learning how to not eat everything on my plate like I was made to do as a child. Thankfully, I've been blessed with a healthy metabolism. How do you want your body to look and feel? Are your moment-to-moment choices supporting that vision?